Two Kootenay school districts won't allow any trips to the United States for as long as there is a risk of detention at the border. School District 8, which includes schools in Nelson, Creston, Caslow, Salmo, Crawford Bay, and the Slocan Valley, canceled two field trips to Silverwood Theme Park in Idaho that were to take place before the end of the academic year. SD8 Superintendent Trish Smilley said the decision is in line with an advisory by Global Affairs Canada, which ranks travel risk to the U.S. as normal, but now warns Canadians could be detained at border crossings. Smilley said the district wants to avoid any scenario in which students are trapped south of the border. That rules out field trips, as well as any professional development opportunities for staff in the U.S. Anyone that's denied entry could be detained. So that represents definitely a risk to any staff or student crossing the border for work or for field trips. It's not something that really meets a measure of safety for students that are traveling on school buses. School District 5, in Cranbrook and Fernie region, is also pausing trips for the remainder of the school year with the exception of two band trips that were previously planned and paid for. Jason Tickauer, the Safe School Coordinator for SD5, said the two trips have several conditions attached to them, including contacting U.S. border agents ahead of time and talking to parents about potential delays at the border. "We have definitely had a similar pause to SD8. Just that we do have a couple trips that were already approved that we think we can follow federal and provincial regulations and conduct safely." Aaron Callahan, superintendent for School District 6 in the Kimberley and Invermere area, told the Nelson Star in an email that his district doesn't have a policy in place pausing U.S. travel, but that there has also been little support for such trips expressed by his school's principals. "It's an unfortunate situation given our proximity to the border and the opportunities for students, but I don't foresee any of our student groups traveling to the U.S. in the near future." Superintendent Catherine Shearer of Trails School District 20 said her schools have no plans to travel to the U.S., but that the district would also consider a pause. "What happens at the border is neither here nor there for other districts." Anna Lotard, superintendent for School District 51 in the Grand Forks area, said students at her schools never travel to the United States. School District 10 Superintendent Peter Dubinsky, who oversees the Nokasp region, said his district hasn't had to make a formal decision as no trips are currently planned. The trade war between Canada and the U.S. has led to increased scrutiny of border crossings. U.S. President Donald Trump has called on Canada to invest in border security, claiming illegal immigrants and fentanyl are crossing into America. The accusations are being used by Trump to justify new tariffs on Canadian goods. Global Affairs Canada said in an April 4 update that Canadians cannot expect assistance from the federal government if they are detained by U.S. border agents, who have significant discretion. U.S. authorities strictly enforce entry requirements. Expect scrutiny at ports of entry, including of electronic devices. Comply and be forthcoming in all interactions with border authorities. If you are denied entry, you could be detained while awaiting deportation. Smilley said SD8 trips to the U.S. were already rare before the district made its decision to pause all travel. "The policy is not permanent," she added, "but for the time being, schools will find alternate activities that don't require crossing the border. Anything we can do in the States, we can do in Canada."